Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Like, for this morning's devotional, turn to Psalm 37. We'll read it through. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgments as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the ways of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the day of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke; shall they consume away? The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, and the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. So I just wanted to, highlight a couple of the verses there. Verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. It also says in Psalm 73:27, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. So it says here that we are not to be fretting because of the evildoers. Thought it was interesting the definition of fretting in Strong's is earnestly fret or self-grieve. I thought that was interesting. So we're not supposed to be fretting about that. It's not what the Lord wants us to be doing. Says in Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So, kind of that led me on to think, well, if we're not supposed to be fretting, what should we? What should we be doing? What should we be focusing on? In verse 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8, it said, just parts out of them, was trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 4, was delight thyself also in the Lord. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. So that was a kind of clear, straight on from it, what some clear directions for what to do, which I thought was interesting. That's maybe something that we should be focusing on more. Another thing that stood out to me was verse 11. Says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Peace is what the Lord Jesus wants us as his children to have. I guess peace is the opposite of fretting. So in verse 37 as well, it said, mark the perfect man and behold upright, for the end of that man is peace. And God has called us as to a life of serving him in peace. So a little thought for this morning. Thanks for your attention.